Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Batting second. The center fielder, Dave Gallagher. Batting third. The DH, Harold Baines. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ron Kittle. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ivan Calderon. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Dan Pasqua. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Steve Lyons. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Eddie Williams. Batting ninth. The catcher, Ron Carcoviche. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jerry Ruse. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Gary Pettis. Batting second. The right fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting third. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Keith Moreland. Batting sixth. The DH, Gary Ward. Batting seventh. The catcher, Mike Heath. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Ken Williams. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Al Petrick. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Jack Morris. And now, play ball. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Guillen strikes out. Heath drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Guillen out. 1 out. Dave Gallagher is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Gallagher strikes out. 2 outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Baines strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Gary Pettis is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Pettis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lyons scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Whitaker hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Tigers. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Trammell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Moreland hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Trammell moves to third. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Ward hits a line drive towards third. Williams reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Kittle takes first base on ball 4. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Calderon hits a fly ball into center field. Pettis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Pasqua hits a ball on the ground into right field, out of the reach of Lemon. Pasqua reaches second base with a double. Kittle moves to third. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Lyons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Kittle scores. Pasqua moves to third. 2 outs. It's White Sox, 1, Tigers, 1. Eddie Williams is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Ron Karkovice is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Karkovice strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Heath hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Tigers. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gielen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Al Petrick batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Petrick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Williams fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Williams moves to third. Gary Pettis is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Pettis is 0 for 1 in the game. Pettis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gielen scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Williams scores. 2 outs. It's 3-1, Tigers. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lemon is 0 for 1 in the game. Lemon hits a fly ball into left field. Pasqua settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Gielen batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Gielen is 0 for 1 in the game. Gielen hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Dave Gallagher batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Gallagher is 0 for 1 in the game. Gallagher hits a fly ball into center field. Pettis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Baines is 0 for 1 in the game. Baines takes first base on ball 4. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Kittle is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Kittle hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Whitaker hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Gallagher, who is chasing the ball. Whitaker reaches third base with a triple. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Trammell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Trammell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Whitaker scores. It's 4-1, Tigers. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. There's a wild pitch. Trammell moves to second. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Moreland is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Moreland hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Trammell moves to third. Don Paul now pitching. Fred Lynn pinch hits for Gary Ward. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Lynn strikes out. 1 out. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Heath is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Heath strikes out. 2 outs. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Williams fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ivan Calderon batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Calderon is 0-for-1 in the game. Calderon hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, Tigers. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Pasqua is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Pasqua takes first base on ball 4. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Lyons is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Lyons hits a fly ball into center field. Pettis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Eddie Williams is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pasqua moves to second. Ron Karkoviche is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Karkoviche is 0-for-1 in the game. Karkoviche bunts towards the mound. Morris fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Pasqua moves to third. Williams moves to second. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0-for-2 in the game. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell fields it and throws to second for the out. Pasqua scores. Williams moves to third. 2 outs. It's 4-3, Tigers. Dave Gallagher is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Gallagher is 0-for-2 in the game. Gallagher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Williams scores. Guillen moves to third. It's White Sox, 4, Tigers, 4. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Pedrick is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Pedrick is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Pedrick hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Pasqua. Pedrick reaches second base with a double. Gary Pettis is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Pettis is 0-for-2 in the game. Pettis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lyons scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Pedrick moves to third. 1 out. Chet Lemon batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Lemon is 0-for-2 in the game. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Lou Whitaker batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Whitaker is 2-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kittle scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Whitaker for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Kittle is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Kittle strikes out. 1 out. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Calderon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Calderon hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Pasqua is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Pasqua strikes out. There goes Calderon. Here's the throw, and he's safe. 2 outs. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lyons is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Lyons strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Trammell is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Trammell hits a fly ball into center field. Gallagher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Moreland is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Moreland hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Lynn is 0 for 1 in the game. Lynn hits a fly ball into center field. Gallagher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Patterson now pitching. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. There's a wild pitch. Moreland moves to second. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Heath is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Heath takes first base on ball 4. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Williams is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Williams hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Ron Carcoviche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carcoviche is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Carcoviche bunts towards the mound. Morris fields it and throws to first for the out. Williams moves to second. One out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Guillen is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Morris fields it and has Williams trapped. There's the throw to Pedrick, who throws to Trammell, who tags Williams for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Dave Gallagher is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. There goes Guillen. The throw from Heath and he is out, Trammell applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Williams bunts towards the mound. Patterson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Pedrick is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Pedrick is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Pedrick takes first base on ball 4. Gary Pettis is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Pettis is 0 for 3 in the game. Pettis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. There goes Pettis. The throw from Carcoviche and he is safe. Pettis steals second. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lemon is 0 for 3 in the game. Lemon takes first base on ball 4. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Whitaker is 2 for 3 in the game, with a triple and a home run. He's got one RBI. Whitaker takes first base on ball 4. Lemon moves to second. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Trammell is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Trammell hits a fly ball into center field. Gallagher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Gallagher is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Gallagher is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gallagher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Baines hits a fly ball into center field. Pettis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Kittle is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Kittle hits a pop-up towards short. Trammell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Moreland is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. Moreland hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Calderon. Moreland reaches second base with a double. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Lynn is 0-for-2 in the game. Lynn hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Moreland moves to third. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of 0-2. The umpire calls a balk on Patterson. Moreland scores. Lynn moves to second. It's 5-4, Tigers. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Heath is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Heath hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 7-4, Tigers. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dillon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Pedrick is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Pedrick is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Pedrick hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Patterson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Pedrick for the out. Two outs. Gary Pettis is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Pettis is 0-for-4 in the game. Pettis hits a fly ball into right field. Calderon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Calderon is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Calderon hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pettis. Calderon reaches second base with a double. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Pasqua is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Pasqua strikes out. One out. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Lyons is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Lyons hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Calderon scores. It's 7-5, Tigers. Mike Henman now pitching. Greg Walker pinch hits for Eddie Williams. Greg Walker batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Walker hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Moreland settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Guillermo Hernandez now pitching. Matt Morello pinch hits for Ron Carcoviche. Matt Morello is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Morello hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Lyons moves to second. Ozzie Guillen batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Guillen is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Guillen hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Heath settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the White Sox 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Matt Morello now catching. Fred Manrique now playing second base. Steve Lyons now playing third base. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Lemon is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lyons fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Whitaker batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Whitaker is 2 for 3 in the game, with a triple, a home run, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Whitaker hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Calderon. Whitaker reaches second base with a double. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Trammell is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Manrique scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Whitaker moves to third. 2 outs. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Moreland is 4 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles and a double. Moreland is walked intentionally. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Lynn is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Patterson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Bergman now playing first base. Dave Gallagher is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gallagher is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Gallagher hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Bergman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Baines is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Baines hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Kittle is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Kittle hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Lemon. Kittle reaches second base with a double. Baines moves to third. Darryl Boston pinch runs for Ron Kittle. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Calderon is 3 for 4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Calderon is walked intentionally. Carlos Martinez pinch hits for Dan Pasqua. Carlos Martinez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Martinez hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Martinez reaches second base with a double. Baines scores. Boston scores. Calderon moves to third. It's White Sox, 7, Tigers, 7. Steve Lyons batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Lyons is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Lyons is walked intentionally. Fred Manrique is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Manrique hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Pettis. Manrique reaches second base with a double. Calderon scores. Martinez scores. Lyons goes all the way around to score. It's 10-7, White Sox. Ramon Peña now pitching. Matt Morello batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Morello is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Morello hits a fly ball into right field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Manrique moves to third. 2 outs. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Guillen is 0 for 5 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Tigers 7. The Tigers will come to bat. Darryl Boston now playing left field. Carlos Martinez now playing first base. Sean Hillig is now pitching. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Heath is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 home runs and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Heath bunts towards third. Lyons fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Pat Sheridan pinch hits for Ken Williams. Pat Sheridan is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Sheridan strikes out. 1 out. Mike Brumley pinch hits for Al Pedrick. Mike Brumley is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Brumley strikes out. 2 outs. Gary Pettis is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Pettis is 0-for-5 in the game. Pettis hits a fly ball into left field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 10, and Detroit Tigers, 7. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.